Testing. Hello. Lovely conversations. Oh, Bella. Wait for me when we after the service. I'll give you a huge cuddle, okay? No, Bella, no you. Good morning, family. How we doing? Good, good. Yes, the message quickly is entitled, He Watches Over You. And so we'll be reading Psalm 121, verses 1 through to 8. But before we do that, let's pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I submit myself wholeheartedly to you, that you would speak through me. Lord, I pray that your grace will be present. Minister to every soul, every heart. May we hear your voice and not ours. And may we leave this place challenged and transformed, ultimately blessed and impacted by the power of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So, if you have your Bible with me and you would like to follow the reading, then turn your Bible to Psalms 121, reading from 1 through to the end, that is 8. And I read, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil, all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and you're coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. From the book of Psalm 120 through to 134 has the heading, A Song of Ascent. Of all the possible explanation of this heading, the most likely one is that these psalms came to be sung as people went up to Jerusalem for the annual festivals. Now, this going up or ascent to Jerusalem, which stood above sea level, it's referred to in such passage as Matthew chapter 20, verse 17. And I'll read that just to make reference of that. While going up to Jerusalem, Jesus took the 12 disciples aside privately and said to them, Listen, we are going to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. 19. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked, flogged, and crucified. And he will be resurrected on the third day. And those of you that are interested in taking notes, you can take this down. Psalm 24, verse 3. Again, Psalm 122, verse 4. Now, a Hebrew word, aliyah, which is similar to the Hebrew for ascent, is used today for Jewish people returning to the land of Israel. Not all these songs, as I refer to from Psalm 120 all the way through to Psalm 134, are sung in ascent, are sung in these circumstances. Now, in particular, Psalm 121, we do not know who wrote this psalm or how it was used. We can just speculate. In ancient times, it was probably used by pilgrims going to Jerusalem for the great festivals, or recited by people as they went on dangerous journeys. We can imagine a father saying to his son, as he went away from home, or a mother saying them to her daughter as she was married and left to establish a new home. People still use this psalm on such occasions. I just want us to look at a couple of examples. There is a gentleman, it's a Scottish missionary, David Livingstone. David Livingstone used these words as he said goodbye to his father and set out for Africa to spread the gospel. The popular sentiment here, or the popular sentiment he expressed, was, and pay attention to this, "God, send me anywhere, only go with me." "Lay any burden on me, only sustain me." "Sever any tie in my heart, except the tie that binds my heart to yours." Also, James Hannington, a Ugandan martyr, he was a bishop, used these words every day as he traveled. There is a great comfort in the assurance offered 5 times in this psalm that God watches over those who rely on him. And that brings me to this question: who do you rely on? Who do you rely on? I have a counsel from scriptures for you. In case you made a mistake and your focus was shifted and you are relying on something else, Jeremiah 17, verse 5 says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord." Whom do you rely on? Whom do you rely on? Another counsel, perhaps that didn't work out for those that are on this side. So let me just stand here and then ask again. Whom do you rely on, brother and sister? Another counsel for you. In Psalm 118, verse 8, the Bible says, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man." Whom do you rely on? Last counsel is found in Isaiah chapter 31, verse 3. "The Egyptians are men and not God. Our bank balance is not God." And he goes on to say, "And their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, the helper will stumble." Perhaps someone out of the willing heart is really helping you. But he says, "The helper will stumble, and he who is helped, will fall, and they will all perish together." These are the counsel from the Lord. If we can just take the investment that we have invested in men and invest in this God, focus on him, think about him, cry unto him, speak to him, yield your heart to him, help comes from him. The Lord watches over you. He watches over you in every place, irrespective of where you are. That moment is so doom and gloom. But I tell you what, sister, brother, God watches over you. He watches over you. And so let us explore a little bit further. What do the opening words of the psalm mean? "I lift up my eyes to the hills." Sometimes in the Old Testament, the hills were seen as place of the idolatrous worship of the Baal. And those who served the Lord knew that no help could come from this place. In fact, if you have your Bible with me, turn to Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 23. It says, truly the hills are a delusion. The orgies on the mountains. Truly the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. Other people looked at the hills, especially the much loved hills of Jerusalem, and thought of the God who made them. Still, others have looked at the hills and thought of the dangerous journey that lay ahead. But if there were many different responses to looking at the hills, there was only one possible answer to the question: where does my help come from? Help comes from the one, the creator of heaven and earth, and nowhere else. We cannot waste our time. Let's seek him. He is present in every place to which we could ever go. Every place. And this is how the psalmist puts it. In Psalm 139:10. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there your hand shall hold me. The Lord watches over you in every place. Again, he watches over you every time of the day. Praise be to his name. Every time of the day. I love my sleep. I do. Of course, you are not like that, and that's all right. And I love having quality time with my lovely family. And so perhaps you text me, you could not reach me. You called me, you could not reach me. I've got a confession to make. I was busy. Lo and behold, we have a God who is ever ready. He's not like me, spending time with my family or snoring my way out. We are serving a living God. And every time of the day, you can reach out to him. You can reach out to him. Yes, you can reach out to him. There is no time, day or night, when God fails to watch over us. No time. The living God, whom we worship, never slumbers. The nature gods, like the Baals, might be thought to be asleep till the right season comes for their activities. You can look at this, 1 Kings 18:27. And at noon, Elijah mocked them. This is a challenge between Elijah and the Baal priest on Mount Carmel. Elijah mocked them, saying, "Oh, cry out loud, for your God is asleep. Wake him up. Either he's musing, or he's relieving himself, or he's on a journey, or perhaps he's asleep and must be awakened. And sometimes people praying wrongly thought that the Lord was asleep and had to be roused to answer their prayers. Now, he's not. He is not. Irrespective of how you see the situation, he is not. I'm here to encourage you. He is not. He protects us by day, and he protects us by night. He provides shade that will protect us both by day and by night. You see, travelers in Palestine faced physical danger from the sun on the hottest day. And many feared that the moon was a source of evil influences at night. You see, English is not the only language in which the word for madness, lunacy, is linked with the word for moon. The Latin also have the same, luna, and it's spelled L-U-N-A. And so the moon is regarded as a source of evil. And so we're going to run quickly into that God. God watches over you in all circumstances. In all circumstances. In all circumstances. I don't know how much I can stress on this. Of course, where you are is not comfortable. Does that mean that God's eye is off you? No, brother. He watches over you in all circumstances. God is able to protect us from all dangers, whether real or imaginary ones. You know, sometimes we just imagine things and we become paranoid. We shift here and there, but in reality, it is just the enemy roaring like a lion, but he is not a lion. So he protects us from all dangers. The real dangers, he does protect us. God protects us. The imaginary ones, he does protect us. And let me caveat this by saying, this does not mean that God will be kept, we will be kept from all trials and difficulty and suffering. No. But we will be kept from all harm. That is assured. That's what my Bible teaches me, and I submit that to you. The challenge may come. The wave may rise. But guess what? Jesus Christ's presence is with you in the boat. You will not sink. You will not sink. You will not sink. In the sense that we trust in the Lord, we will not be overcome by the forces of evil or by the most difficult circumstances. Whatever we face in all our comings and going in life, we can trust God to guide us and protect us. We who through Jesus know victory over death and the hope of heaven, we can say with deeper meaning than the psalmist that God will keep us both now and forevermore. He will keep us both now and forevermore. As 2 Timothy 4:18 puts it, the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safety to his heavenly kingdom. If we want to see how this works out in practice, we can look at Old Testament characters like Jacob, or we can look at the New Testament character like Paul, Apostle Paul, and consider how, in the midst of trial and danger, they knew the presence and the keeping power of God. Where are we? Where are we? I would like to encourage you to go and reflect on these two characters, Jacob and Paul. If you're taking note, Genesis chapter 28 all the way through to 33. And Apostle Paul in Acts of the Apostles chapter 19 through to 28. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord watches over you. The Lord watches over you. And you know what I'm saying. The Lord watches over you. He watches over you. Nothing is too late in your life. And I speak as a prophet. Nothing is too late in your life. He watches over you. Now, for this fact that God's eye is fixed on you and I, then we have a responsibility how to conduct our lives. His eyes are on you. He watches over you. He is interested in your waking up. He is interested in the challenges that you are going through right now. He will not abandon you. He will not abandon you. God watches over us in every place. At every time and in all circumstances. There is no exception to that. There is no exception to that. God watches over us every place, at every time, and in all circumstances. And for that reason, God will watch over you. Let's read this scripture one more time to finish. I I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel, and for that matter, you, will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in. From now, as we speak, and forevermore. May we be on our feet as we pray. Think of these words. I don't know where you are, what circumstance you are battling with at the moment. There is no place God cannot reach you. The Lord will keep you. He will watch over you. The Lord will watch over you. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the power of your word and the assurance given to us today that you will watch over us. We lay down every circumstance, every situation that we are battling with at the foot of the cross. Jesus, minister solution to us, Lord, today. Strengthen us, Lord, where strength is needed. Empower us, Lord. Help us to be on our feet. Help us to fix our gaze on you, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. The Lord is ministering to people. So in this quiet moment, as my brother ministers on the piano, pour out your heart before him. He's present. He's present.